This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Wrapping up the story now of my 12 years in the Covenant Church movement, or discipleship, or the shepherding movement, however it's labeled, those years were indeed, fundamentally, shaping years of my life. Now in hindsight, with what I have learned about the Puritans, I can see so many parallels, and that's why I'm telling my story here. Well, I'll close with an anecdotal note, a story from those years that will break your heart, but I'll start with my own personal story. Let me say at the outset here that while I did, in some ways, suffer some abuse from those in authority over me, my suffering was relatively tame compared to many. At one point, I had, as I noted earlier, four couples under my pastoral care. Those formal relationships lasted but a few months and ended when I voluntarily stepped down from leadership over them. My wife and I began our experience in the shepherding movement under Pastor Number One, the husband of my wife's longtime friend. After a couple years of relating to this brother, I was turned over to a brother in my group who, at the time, was one of my peers. He became Pastor Number Two. But after a year or so, this brother, like me, relinquished his role in leadership. He moved away to the West Coast to connect with an old friend who would soon become his new pastor. So, with counsel and guidance from the senior pastors, I fell under the leadership of another brother, one of the more senior and mature members of our fellowship. He was in his early 30s. He became Pastor Number Three. A couple of years later, I began to realize that the man I really wanted to pastor me was another brother, a young man in the church who had been a very dear and close friend before I had met my wife. I transferred my allegiance once again, and he became Pastor Number Four. A year or so after this move, I was placed under the pastorship of yet another man, this one, once again, one of my peers in Pastor Number Four's group. This man became Pastor Number Five, and my last pastor in the group before the church collapsed in upon itself in 1985. Five pastors, not one of them with any formal training. Needless to say, all of this constant shifting put us in situations where we had to open up our lives to new people over and over and over again. At the time, it was quite painful, but looking back now, I can see great benefit. We made so many friends, many of whom remain good friends to this day. And our local expression of this movement, for the most part here in Northern Virginia, escaped most of the really dark stuff, and for that I'm grateful. In the early stages of this movement, the Reverend Jack Hayford, pastor of the Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California, along with Pat Robertson of the 700 Club, tried to warn these five men about the dangers of what they were attempting to do. After the whole thing unraveled, Hayford noted in an interview with Ministries Today magazine that, quote, "Hundreds of pastors like myself have spent large amounts of time over the past 15 years picking up the pieces of broken lives that resulted from distortion of truth by extreme teachings and destructive applications on discipleship, authority, and shepherding." End quote. Aside from the psychological impact on many souls, the most grievous fallout from this movement included suicides and broken marriages. I'll conclude with a dark anecdotal tale told to us by personal friends who knew firsthand of this story. A couple in this movement, living in another state, had their first baby. Her parents came to visit, but their pastor forbid the newborn's grandparents from touching the infant because they were not a part of the fellowship. It was heartbreaking and just plain wrong. Stories like this one occurred all across the country over a number of years. None of the five men sitting at the top of this pyramid seemed to know or understand what was happening beneath them. Many lives were damaged. Marriages were lost, like I said, some even in our own church community. And the faith of some became shipwrecked. Slowly, painfully, the system unraveled. I'll wrap up and transition in my next podcast.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.